And now we remember David Balding, a co-founder and the artistic director of St. Louis's own one-ring circus, Circus Floor, which is about to open its new season at the end of the month. David Balding passed away a week ago at the age of 75, and here to reflect on his life and work, Cecil McKinnon. Hi, Cecil. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
And my condolences to you and the whole Circus Flora family. And
thank you.
David's family. Anyone that's been to Circus Flora knows you as Yo-Yo the MC and the white face and the pointed hat. And
that's right, yes.
So that's who you are. But I believe, if I remember correctly, you were involved in Circus Flora just about from the beginning, weren't you?
No, from the beginning, yes.
Which was exactly when?
1986.
Wow.
We got together. I didn't know David before that, and someone else called me. But anyway, we rehearsed in South Carolina and opened at the Spoleto Festival in May of 1986. Hmm.
I was trying to figure out how many times I've interviewed David, and I can't really put a finger on it. I've been hosting this show almost 10 years. I believe I had him on every year that I've been hosting, and plus I do a television show.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been on a number of times there, so I feel like I knew David pretty well, and he was such an interesting guy. He was actually working, and he'd been ill for some time, a couple of years, really.
Yes. One thing would happen and then another thing, but it still feels sudden to us.
Well, yeah. But he was actually working with you guys on the day that,
absolutely.
That he died.
He was at a production meeting on Friday afternoon and left a little early, said he didn't feel well, and that's the last we saw him.
Well, David was the artistic director.
Yes.
So obviously had a huge impact on Circus Floor. What was that impact?
Well, it's David's vision. It's what I think drew almost every individual who works for Circus Flora, which is a lot of people, was David's vision of a theatrical circus and his warmth and generosity as a person and his interest in all different kinds of people. And even I've never heard him be nasty about a person, even when he was angry at someone. He wouldn't denigrate them. He would just state his case. So that is a wonderful kind of leader to have, because we have many different personalities with different interests on the show, and David really was the reason each and every one of them was there.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because here you come together for Circus Flora for however many weeks it is, once a year, and the people that are a part of it, like yourself, you're doing other things the rest of the time.
Right.
So there's a lot of coordination that goes on there, and you are all living and working in such close proximity. I mean, the atmosphere has to be positive and good, and he's sort of responsible for that.
Absolutely, and you know, I it's a community, I guess, like a family. But in a family, you run up against each other. It's not all just good things.
And right.
So David, really, I think everyone felt heard by David. So if we were having a controversy, we would all talk it out, but with him as the center of it, because that was kind of how the lines of communication went.
You know, every year, Circus Floor, you sort of have a theme or story that ties
right.
Everything together. What role did he play in that?
Well, he and I and usually the company manager all talked it out. The idea might come from one place or another, and we would, depending on the year, sometimes we just lit on something and we thought, right, we're going to do that. Other times he would propose something, I would propose something, someone else would propose something. And then, I mean, I was in constant communication with David, I think almost daily communication wherever I was. The last time he called, I was in England about 2 weeks ago, and he said, hi, this is David. He didn't know I was in England. And he had an idea. He said, I just wanted to ask you about this. And I thought, well, I'm not going to explain that I'm in England. So we talked about his idea. And so it was always like that. And he was in contact with a lot of the people he worked with very closely.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about his background? How long had the circus been in his blood, and how did he begin?
It's very interesting. I wish he could tell you, because he could tell a great story. But I'll try to step in. His family were horse trainers. His father was a very well-known polo player and then became a horse trainer. and part of the family are in England, horse training, actually for the Queen of England. And so he was brought up around animals. So that's a very strong part of David. And he had four sisters. He was the only boy. And he went to Harvard, and what he would say is, before exams, he decided he should get out. So he left. and he always thought that was a wise decision. And I think, I'm not sure how much time elapsed, he went to England to work for Chipperfield, who is a very famous circus name. And there he was kind of at first gopher and then worked along. And at some, so he worked in circus there. And then the other huge part of his life is he was a theater producer, and he lived downtown and produced very well-known plays, The Connection by Jack Gelber, Steam Bath, Man in a Glass Booth, 10 productions in New York during that period that he was producer on, in, I'd say, the late 60s to early 70s. But I think the animal and circus part kept coming up and took him finally away from that. And he was producer for The Big Apple. And he left there with some other people and toured with his animal acts and then created Circus Flora.
And it really is a St. Louis institution. And anyone that's been knows David, because he would come out, and before you would come out and do your thing, mm-hmm. David would welcome everybody.
First.
And,
yes.
And
yes.
He's going to be sorely missed.
Yes.
I know. I have a fond memory of going out to, he lived in Walden Spring, and he has a place out there, and
right.
You guys would have a preview night once a year, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is the Carpenter's family's farm, and they were incredibly generous to allow us to come bring things there.
You know, I was thinking, Cecil, that here it's time for Circus Flora to open. If you drive by Powell Hall, you'll see the big top tent.
Yes.
And then David, it's almost appropriate, it's probably the wrong word, that David would pass away now when his circus family is here. If he had passed away 3 months ago or 3 months from now, but the fact that you were all here, it's sort of special, don't you think?
Yes, and he planned the show with me and with Jack. And so it feels like he's here to me.
Jack Marsh, it happens to be your son, and he's taking over David's.
Yes.
David's David's position. Your new season opens on May 29th. And I can't help but think if David were here, I think I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say the show must go on.
Of course he would. And he would want it to be a beautiful show. No, there would be no question. And we're doing a memorial for him on Monday at 11 a.m. in the tent.
All right, go to stlpublicradio.org and look at the Cityscape page if you want more information on that. Well, we want to give condolences to his entire Circus Flora family and to his wife. I know he has some sisters and other people.
Yes.
And he'll be greatly missed. Cecil McKinnon, I know you and Jack will be back in a couple of weeks to talk about Circus Flora. But thanks for sharing with us today. And you all are in our thoughts.
Thank you.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about Opera Theater of St. Louis's 2014 productions and Jazz St. Louis's memorial concert for Max Jazz record label owner Richard McDonald. Then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he and his guests are going to take a look at what was and wasn't accomplished in the current session of the Missouri State Legislature, which concludes today. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, and Amanda Hunnickfort. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening.